Good morning. 7:04. Saturday. What is this? This is September. September the 5th, 2026, here on a mostly blue sky morning on the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains of Greeley, Colorado. There's some clouds building up off to the north. It doesn't look to be anything. Right on the top of the mountains, there's a little bit of cloud action. It's blue sky here. Blue sky over my head. There's some water vapor in it. It's not the deep blue, cool, dark blue we get in the fall. Not yet. Still too much water. Which is weird because probably the humidity right now is somewhere around 20%. So yesterday's riding did not go as well as I'd hoped. I hope by now I would be breaking the 2K, 3K margins, borders, levels, whatever you want to call it. I got over 1,000. I didn't delete very much yesterday. I deleted some. I seem to be making...
Morning.
Oh, good morning.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Well, it scared the hell out of me. I seem to be making some following some false trails. Let's put it that way. I've been following some false trails. It takes me a while to figure out that they're false trails. And usually the false trail shows me the way. So they're not wasted words. They're just not words that count toward the end of the story. That will show up in the book that I eventually publish. That's not a bad thing, but I think the more important part is that I sit down with good intention and I'm too willing to get up. I need to work on follow through. So I'm up and moving early this morning. It's just barely 7. I got up at 4:45, which is pretty normal. Not particularly early. At least not for me. Whew. Worked up a sweat at first mile. I was honking. I had like 19-minute mile going there for a while. Good tunes. But yeah, I got a good start in the morning. I've already had my breakfast. I've had my eggs. I really wanted my toast. Forgot to call and schedule my doctor's appointment for next month. Can't do it today. I have to wait till Monday. The story is moving, It's not moving quickly, but it is moving. I will take that. The manuscript grows longer every day. I will take that. Those are wins. I'm impatient. I'm so impatient. I want it perfect, and I want it done now, and I want to stop whining. That jogger's going to town. I didn't really need the hoodie this morning. It is 60 degrees. So it's relatively cool compared to some of the mornings I've walked. So nothing major on the docket for today. I got to go home and put together some prompts for the haiku, the daily haiku prompts. I've got them. I just need to get them formatted correctly and posted. Somebody's doing laundry. Pretty sure that's Febreze. Might be Bounce. No, it's Febreze. So basically, I need to go home, get this posted, take care of the haiku prompts, and then settle in for a morning of writing. My goal is a morning of writing, lunch, an afternoon of writing, and maybe an hour of play before I have to fix dinner. And then Saturday night trivia. I'm not looking forward to that. Less said about that, the better, probably. Officer in the Union Fleet. I'm into book 4, Lieutenant Year 1. An interesting shift at the end of book 3. A very interesting shift. Secrets revealed, as it were. And so Joe has a little bit of a problem, the author, for how does he maintain that very rich atmospheric flavor. He has a couple of techniques that he uses. Writing a really, really, really close third in Montgomery Hill. And it's repeating passages. Not just phrases, but passages. The same way I obsess I go through the same things over and over again, sometimes verbatim, over and over again. And they're very seldom good things. It's not like, it's not like Jerry Boyd and his running gags. The old dad jokes that come back again and again. These are more subtle. Separated out. So they're not like back to back. There's a paragraph or two or a page between them. But they come back. Verbatim or close enough to it. And it doesn't come across as typo, as duplicate text. It's emphasis. It's coloring. It's fascinating. I don't think it's something I could pull off. I'm not sure I want to pull it off, but it's a very interesting technique. And he uses it to really good effect. He doesn't overuse it. Monty has some problems he needs to deal with. Don't we all? Noah Chin left a really nice review of Milkrun on his blog, NoahChinBooks.com, I think. Double N. Coming up on it. Get ready. Monk post. There. I know I stopped at that time. A lot of days I get down about another block and a half and I think, did I do that? Did I? This morning I did. So, go me. Doing my daily journal in cursive. God, it's a mess. I have a self-imposed rule. If I mess up a word, I cross it off and start again. And some mornings it actually goes pretty well. Most mornings, man, it's a mess. There's so much ink on the page. Man in black, his little dog. Good morning. How are we doing today?
Good, how are you?
Well, you know, one day at a time. Like any good 12-step program, one day at a time. And the sun is farther east, so it's lower in the sky than I'm used to. But it's also shining straight in my eyes, straight in my eyes. Luckily, it's only 60 degrees, and it's not broiling me where I stand. And yeah, I played a little bit of Fallout New Vegas yesterday. I've noticed, perhaps because I'm getting better at reading the tea leaves, but I noticed some more, I don't know if they're unmarked quests or, but I've noticed some more being forced to choose between two factions much earlier this time. I mean, there's the obvious one between the thugs and the townies early on in Good Springs. We have to decide if you're going to side with the thugs or the townies. The options are there to side with the thugs. I mean, the game is really ambivalent. There don't seem to be any secondary effects. Or maybe that's what karma is for. Or maybe it doesn't matter. The options are there. I could side with the slavers and rapists. I could side with the thugs and play a bad guy. It's in the game. I could do that. I don't think it's in me. I don't think I could do that. I don't think I can deal with that. I have the same problem with Fallout. For having to betray the railroad in order to satisfy the ending. I'm much happier betraying Brotherhood of Steel because of their authoritarianism and the Institute. There's probably an ending where you can be left with just the Minutemen. In fact, I'm pretty sure there is an ending where you're left with just a minute, man. I've just never taken it. But it's interesting in this playthrough of New Vegas where I took it all the way to the end. War never changes. Got to the final credits. Let them run out. The final credits are like 20 minutes long. I'm back at the NCR. I think the right answer is to back house or take house's place. There are two endings with Mr. House. One with the robots upgraded and one without. The NCR is not perfect. As far as I can tell, they're not making slaves. Things have to be run a particular way. I get that mindset. I get that there are people who don't want to live that way. That's the whole point of toeholds. For the people who don't want to live within the constraints of authoritarianism. I can't see the Willow Sisters. Yeah, I'm walking by the park. I can't see the Willow Sisters because the sun is glaring in my face. They're still there. They're not. They're a little gray. They're not quite as yellow as I thought they were. Perhaps because the sun isn't around to where it's shining on the leaves. A lot of locusts. A lot of locust pods. That one tree is almost all yellow. This one across the street now that's turning yellow on the tips. Some have even gone brown already, huh? Noticed that before. But my lawn got mowed yesterday. No, Thursday. Should probably talk to the guy. He's leaving clumps of grass. His riding mower fills up by the time it gets here in the afternoon. So it overflows and leaves a lot of grass clippings on the lawn. I'm actually pretty much okay with that because the grass clippings do eventually rot down, mulch out, and help keep the lawn healthy. But you could probably guess I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's a 3-day already. But the day after isn't. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.